Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
The world is nothing to me.
As I surrender my will to divine will, I do this knowing that always my success will come in anything I do, anything that I endeavor, it will come. I will become. When I fulfill this true essence, the true purpose of the God that dwells within me, lives within me, it becomes so much easier as I decide to play here on this playground of life. Thank you for joining me once again on the play experience, where we all are here staying the course to passionately love and appreciate ourselves first. Because when we do, we can see this reflected in all our surroundings. Because we know we have to be the love before being able to share this magnificent love we were all blessed to be. Are you filling up your cup today? Are you filling it up in every way? Have you decided to play here in this playground of life? Thank you for joining me on the play experience. My name is Ombasa Sophira, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love, always. All love. The piece you just heard was Into the Sea by my good friend, George Gorillaz, who will be right here on the playground with us in 2 weeks' time, y'all. George is a magnificent. Don't get caught up in the word. He's produced and delivered a whopping 16 CDs of masterfully written, life-changing sounds. A true agent of change. I like to think of him as a musical guru, or a sage, if you will. He really, really knows his stuff, I'm telling you. The piece you hear every week at the top of this play experience, my intro, called Pure Imagination. I picked that song not only because George is one of my favorite international artists in his delivery, but also because of the words. Come with me and you'll be. You know, first of all, the invitation to come is very prevalent here. And then to be in a world of pure imagination. And then it goes, take a look and you'll see. Take a look and you'll see. You have to conceive to see. You have to be able to see anything in order for it to be anything. Into your imagination. Then it says, we'll begin with a spin. Spin yourself right out of this. What this reality is telling us is real. Okay? Traveling in the world of my creation. Because then and only then can we create our world anew. What we see, what we'll see will defy explanation. That's because there's no explanation
that humanity has been able to place on the godness, the goodness, the creator, the wonderful works, the masterpieces, even by the artists, or especially by the artists renowned, scientists supreme, musical sages and gurus, no explanation can be placed on what we receive from them, from us all. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. So if you want to see it, guess what? That means in your mind, that your mind has to conceive it in order for you to even know that it's even possible. So just view it in your mind's eye first before you think you want to actually achieve anything. It has to be there. Anything you want to do, do it. That's talking about free will and choice. You decide, you choose what you will be, do, and have. If you want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There's nothing to it. Basically saying it because you're it. Your world evolves around you and what you will be, do, and have. So there's nothing to it except to just be it, to do it, and to have it. It goes on, there's no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you will be free if you truly wish to be. If you want to view paradise, simply look around. Simply look around and view it. View it through that first eye, that third eye, that masterful gift that we have from our Creator that we take so for granted. Right up there in the middle of your forehead, just close your eyes and view it. Anything you want to do, do it. If you want to change the world, there's nothing to it. Step up. Passionately love and appreciate yourself. Be counted. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Because living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. You see, we decide whether we'll be trapped by our minds or liberated through our minds. True freedom. Because we all can be free if we truly, truly choose to be. This month, I have dedicated to the fearlessness of pure imagination. Questioning the reality we have brought into, hook, line, and sinker, as they say. Sinker being the key word here. See, it's only as far as we can imagine anything. It's how much we can create anything. Imagination, you know, it's been thrust aside as mere child's play. As children, we have been ostracized, some of us, by fearful ones who love us, yes, but who may have been even experiencing that same thing by their own parents. We were told that imagination means something that is not real. It's nothing to take seriously. When in fact, it is the very cornerstone of creation. Last week we shared a bit about thoughts and how if we grasp, you know, if we can grasp it, in many ways we are thought, imagination, creation. It's only when anything can be thought about, can it even be? Can it even become? come into existence. So if imagination is child's play, indeed, then we should endeavor to become a child once again in our hearts, in our minds, operating with a child's heart, not allowing anything to come in the way of our pure imaginations, allowing ourselves to evolve, awaken to our highest power. Who will you be when you allow yourself to experience the true joys of your soul this lifetime? This is the lifetime. This is the time of life for you right now. Who will you decide to be when you experience the true joys of your soul this lifetime? How can you wear this very well? How can you allow yourself to just climb out of the costume given to you to wear? How will you be? Who will you be? What would you say? How will you walk? How will you talk? How will you share? How will you sing? How will you dance? How will you move? Are you ready to move? Are you ready to say yes today to life, to love, to joy, to peace, to harmony, to resonance, to happiness, to imagination? Yes. Yes. We're here, all of us are here in this, on this playground of life to make sure that we are counted. That's the reason we showed up. That's the reason we're here. And all we have to do now is dance. All we must do now is dance. Be there. Allow. Say yes to the best that's always yet to come and already here. Will you say yes? I say yes. It's the best and it's time. So yes, we are preparing and gearing ourselves up to allow our imaginations to flow easy peasy good. We'll be right back on the other side to explore some more pure imagination. See you then. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room. An event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship, and we're all relating on the ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone, and we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on Earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me on Bicycle Sphere with Life Relationships Intensive. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to ombasa.com/events. That's ombasa.com/events. Looking for you there.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. Experience. I'm so happy you can be here with me today, as we explore our pure imagination. It's an exciting time. Time of awareness, awakening. The process of becoming a life artist. We're all artists in life, no matter what our preference of creating. We are indeed the creator, the weaver of our success. Whatever we are successful at being. So, what kind of artist are you? What are you weaving in your life web? The tapestry is all around for you to see. Just pivot 360 degrees. What do you see? Your masterpiece is right before you, whether you like it or not. So ask yourself, have you allowed the thoughts, the patterns, the deeds of others dictate to you how you will be, how you will become? Are you operating from a place of reaction? Reacting to what you hear, what you see in your world around you. TV, news, family, friends, what they bring forward for you, not to you. Are you reacting to what you hear and see? Or are you responding to your inner voice, the voice of your creator that dwells within you, with the full knowledge that it will never steer you wrong? Or are you dipping and dabbing in that? Are you playing hide and seek? Because we know that the ego self is always seeking to be in control, to jockey for position with this, what I call emotional dominance factor. Because, you see, when we get tapped in, tuned in, and get turned on by our passion, it becomes unmistakable and invincible. Our energy is off the chain, you know, to what our ego self draws upon, you know, from this collective mind that dwells in fear of never being important and not good enough. So, you know, because we never have to strive to be important, only thrive in our importance. You know, we're already important. We're already that. We're vital to this life, this playground of life, and already destined for greatness. It's an inheritance from our source, our creator, our God, our Yahweh, our Jehovah. So, will you step into your grace today? At the very least, as a baby creator, okay? If you feel like, okay, I can't be all of that, you know, will you just simply say, I will take responsibility today to be a baby creator? I'll start from the baby level. That's somewhere. Will you weave your magical wand and ensure that we receive all of your gifts, your blessed gifts that you come here with, that are actually not gifts unless you decide you're going to share them, so we can see who you are? Are you ready to surrender your will to divine will? Are you ready to stop playing small with small change and dwell forever in massive measure? Just saying. How about we take this moment and use it for the process of becoming. Becoming the life artist that you're destined to be. That's right. It's already here. It's already present, present in this moment for you to be destined to become all that you can in this life. It is the time. It's the only time. The only time is now. It's only now. To be awakened, to be free, to be liberated. How do you see it? How do you see it? Because however you see it, so shall it be. How do you claim it? Is it about someone else? Or is it about how much you want to feel your soul free? To have and be and do everything that you've come to have, be, and do in this lifetime. Take a moment to breathe in the grace, the goodness of who you are and whose you are. Take a moment Get real with yourself. It's not for no one else. It's just you. Right here on the stage of life. With all of the people who are playing their parts. And they're playing their parts very well. It's about you. It's about you and whether or not you are going to react or respond to life, your stage. How well will you play your part? Take this moment to breathe in the grace, the goodness of who you are. And every time you breathe in the massive power and magnificence of this universe. You are an integral part of this universe and what it represents. Love. Breathe. And when you breathe out all those stale feelings of not being good enough for this, for that, for the other, for whomever. Breathe it out. And now when you breathe in, very naturally I might add, breathe in the passion for what really excites you in this life. What you want to see around you in your environment, on your stage. Breathe it in deeply. Breathe it. Allow it. And breathe out now any sorrow, any shame, blame, guilt, pain you've been holding on to. Sometimes we only have these fears. We only have these elements to give credit to this badge that we wear on our chest. You know, this person hurt me. I was the one that was hurt by so-and-so. And you give them names and you give them credit. You give them all of the power that's invested in you, for you. You give it to that badge, that shiny badge of pain, guilt, shame, sorrow. Yes. So, when you breathe in, see yourself. Imagine yourself. Use your fertile, pure imagination to slowly take off the costume that you've been wearing on this stage of life, in this stage of life, up to this point. Let's unzip it. Let's take it off. Called this, called that by others, even by yourself. What have you been labeling yourself as? Who have you been labeling yourself as? Who do they say that I am? Let's unzip that and take it off. And as you breathe in, and on the out breath, just take it off, kick it, cast it to the side. And along with it, that badge that has been holding all of your grievances. That's right. You'll find now that you are naturally breathing. There's no right or wrong way, because it is natural. And as you're breathing in, you're feeling much lighter. And you're feeling restoration to your heart taking place right now. Simply because you're aligning your will with divine will. You're recognizing and accepting your original blueprint for this lifetime, this time of life. Just allow this to occur naturally. Naturally and surely. And I'm going to step aside now as you allow your greatness to step forward. As you become more now. I want you to imagine yourself. I invite you to imagine yourself breathing along with this living organism on which we stand, the earth. Imagine your heart beating as one, in full appreciation of this mama, which produces so much sustenance we have long taken for granted. Begin to appreciate it now as much as you appreciate yourself. Right now, just breathe. Allow this merging, this breathing, to be a natural breathing. Fearlessly, you rise to your highest power. Knowing that you are one with massive measure, fearlessly, you expand into full awareness of who you are, whose you are. Align now. Breathe naturally. Yet, following and being completely present to all the gifts of nature, full appreciation, reconciling from the divorce that has been long occurring, allow yourself to reconcile the air you are breathing now, that you're appreciating now. Allow it to breathe you. Take it. Allow it to breathe you. Become one with it. Got it? Now imagine your feet planted on the earth using any color you wish, and you can use emerald green to connect to the earth's core. Feel the appreciation this mama has for you. Capture it through your feet. Your foundation, your solid foundation on which you walk, full appreciation for your feet right now. Capture the core, the heart of the earth, its love for you, and fill yourself up with it. And as you feel it from your feet to your crown, take this magnificent love and send it around the world. Just send it because you are overflowing. Let your energy go before you today. Let it spread out in every way just because you're full of it. It's one good time to be full of it. Send it out now, out into the universe, as far as you possibly can conceive. There's no right or wrong, just what is. How far will you go? How far will your love extend? Will it extend past your family, your friends, your community? How far will you go? How far will you allow this love light to show, to be revealed, to glow? As you send out this love light, it comes back to you a trillionfold. Bask in the more. The more you send, the more you become. And your soul, your light, your love becomes brighter than ever before. You become the life artist. And as the life artist, you can now walk back into this life on your fearless journey. We're going to take you out now with your pure imagination on a fearless journey. Yours truly, Yombasa Sofira. I'll see you next week on the playground of life. Much love. Walking, walking along the shore, stepping forward, stepping forward in the waves. The waves that embrace. The waves that allow. The waves that accept. And as we move towards remembrance, remembrance of all that we are.
remembrance of why we are. All that we seek to remember is right here. And as we move on this journey into the sun, we realize that the tools we need, we indeed possess. We honor the fact there's no longer any need to look outside of ourselves, for we possess the tools of love. We possess the tools of trust, honor, and wisdom, all of which have, up to this point, been sought after outside of ourselves. We honor ourselves now. For being divine. Being born divine means that we are abundant in all the things we seek. Recognition of this will soar our souls to the highest realms of this universe and beyond. As we move forward on our journey, we pray for guidance. We pray for protection. And most of all, we pray for always being surrounded by the greatest tool of all. Praise be to the light of truth. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.